Welcome to the Bible in 1 year with Pastor Carthel. Today is May 1st, day 121, and our assigned reading for today is found in 1 Chronicles chapters 3 through 5, written by Ezra, the scribe, and narrated according to the New King James Version of the Bible. Let us read. 1 Chronicles chapter 3. Now these were the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron. The firstborn was Amnon by Ahinoam the Jezreelitess. The second, Daniel, by Abigail the Carmelitess. The third, Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, the son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah by Abital. The sixth, Ithream by his wife Eglah. These six were born to him in Hebron. There he reigned 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. And these were born to him in Jerusalem: Shemaiah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. Four by Bathshua, the daughter of Amiel. Also there were Ibhar, Elishama, Eliphelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Elida, and Eliphelet, nine in all. These were all the sons of David, besides the sons of the concubines and Tamar, their sister. Solomon's son was Rehoboam. Abijah was his son. Asa, his son. Jehoshaphat, his son. Joram, his son. Ahaziah, his son. Joash, his son. Amaziah, his son. Azariah, his son. Jotham, his son. Ahaz, his son. Hezekiah, his son. Manasseh, his son. Amon, his son. And Josiah, his son. The sons of Josiah were Johanan, the firstborn, the second, Jehoiakim, the third, Zedekiah, and the fourth, Shalom. The sons of Jehoiakim were Jeconiah, his son, and Zedekiah, his son. And the sons of Jeconiah were Asir, Shealtiel, his son, and Malkiram, Padiah, Shenezar, Jechemiah, Hoshama, and Nedabiah. The sons of Padiah were Zerubbabel and Shemai. The sons of Zerubbabel were Meshulam, Hananiah, Shalomith, their sister, and Hashuba, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, and Jushab Hesed, five in all. The sons of Hananiah were Pelatiah and Jeshiah. The sons of Raphiah, the sons of Arnon, the sons of Obadiah, and the sons of Shechaniah. The sons of Shechaniah was Shemaiah. The sons of Shemaiah were Hattush, Egal, Bariah, Neriah, and Shaphat, six in all. The sons of Neriah were Elioni, Hezekiah, and Azricam, three in all. The sons of Elioni were Hodaviah, Eliashib, Peliah, Aku, Johanan, Deliah, and Anani, seven in all. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. The sons of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. And Reiah, the son of Shobal, begot Jahath, and Jahath begot Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. These were the sons of the father of Etam: Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazalelponi. And Penuel was the father of Gedor. And Ezer was the father of Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. And Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Nara. Nara bore him Ahuzam, Hefer, Tamini, and Hahashtari. These were the sons of Nara. The sons of Hela were Zereth, Zohar, and Ethnon. And Kaz begot Anu, Zobeba, and the families of Aharhel, the son of Haram.
Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. Chelub, the brother of Shuha, begot Mahir, who was the father of Eshton. And Eshton begot Beth Rapha, Paseah, and Tahina, the father of Ir Nahash. These were the men of Recha. The sons of Kenaz were Othniel and Sariah. The sons of Othniel were Hathath and Meonathai, who begot Ophrah. Sariah begot Joab, the father of Gee-Harashim, for they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, were Iru, Elah, and Naam. The son of Elah was Kenaz. The sons of Jehalelel were Ziph, Zipha, Tyria, and Azarel. The sons of Ezra were Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. And Mered's wife bore Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. His wife Jehudijah bore Jared, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekathiel, the father of Zanoah. And these were the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered took. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Naham, were the fathers of Keilah the Garmite and of Eshtemoah the Maacathite. And the sons of Shimon were Amnon, Rinna, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. And the sons of Ishi were Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth.
The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, were the father of Lekah, Leda, the father of Marishah, and the families of the house of the linen workers of the house of Ashbi. Also Jochim, the men of Chozeba, and Joash, Seraph, who ruled in Moab, and Jashubi, Lehim. Now the records are ancient. These were the potters and those who dwell at Netaim and Gederah. There they dwelt with the king for his work. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel, Jamin, Jerib, Zerah, and Shaul, Shalum his son, Mibsam his son, and Mishma his son. And the sons of Mishma were Hamuel his son, Zachar his son, and Shimei his son. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, nor did any of their families multiply as much as the children of Judah. They dwelt at Beersheba, Molada, Hazar Shual, Bilha, Ezim, Tolad, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susim, Beth Biri, and at Sharaim. These were their cities until the reign of David, and their villages were Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Tokin, and Ashan, 5 cities, and all the villages that were around these cities as far as Baal. These were their dwelling places, and they maintained their genealogy: Meshobab, Jamlech, and Joshab, the son of Amaziah, Joel and Jehu, the son of Joshabiah, the son of Sariah, the son of Asiel, Elionii, Jacoba, Jeshohiah, Asiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, and Benaiah. Ziza, the son of Shifai, the son of Alon, the son of Jediah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah, these mentioned by name were leaders in their families, and their father's house increased greatly. So they went to the entrance of Gedor, as far as the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. And they found rich, good pasture, and the land was broad, quiet, and peaceful, for some Hamites formerly lived there. These recorded by name came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and they attacked their tents and the Meunites who were found there and utterly destroyed them, as it is to this day. So they dwelt in their place because there was pasture for their flocks there. Now some of them, 500 men of the sons of Simeon, went to Mount Seir
having as their captains Pelatiah, Neriah, Raphiah, and Uziel, the sons of Ishi. And they defeated the rest of the Amalekites who had escaped. They have dwelt there to this day. 1 Chronicles chapter 5. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, he was indeed the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that the genealogy is not listed according to the birthright. Yet Judah prevailed over his brothers, and from him came a ruler, although the birthright was Joseph's. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Joel were Shemaiah his son, Gog his son, Shimei his son, Micah his son, Reiah his son, Baal his son, and Bera his son, whom Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, carried into captivity. He was leader of the Reubenites. And his brethren by their families, when the genealogy of their generations was registered, the chief, Jael, and Zechariah, and Bela, the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who dwelt in Aror as far as Nebo and Baal Meon. Eastward they settled as far as the entrance of the wilderness, this side of the river Euphrates, because their cattle had multiplied in the land of Gilead. Now in the days of Saul they made war with the Hagrites, who fell by their hand, and they dwelt in their tents throughout the entire area east of Gilead. And the children of Gad dwelt next to them in the land of Bashan, as far as Salcah. Joel was the chief, Shapham the next, then Janai and Shaphat in Bashan, and their brethren of their father's house, Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachan, Zia, and Eber, seven in all. These were the children of Abihail, the son of Huri, the son of Jeroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshishai, the son of Jado, the son of Buz. Ahai, the son of Abdiel, the son of Guni, was chief of their father's house. And the Gadites dwelt in Gilead, in Bashan, and in its villages, and in all the common lands of Sharon within their borders. All these were registered by genealogies in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The sons of Reuben, the Gadites, and half the tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 valiant men, men able to bear shield and sword, to shoot with the bow, and skillful in war, who went to war. They made war with the Hagrites, Jetur, Naphish, and Nodab. And they were helped against them, and the Hagrites were delivered into their hand, and all who were with them, for they cried out to God in the battle.
He heeded their prayer, because they put their trust in him. Then they took away their livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 of their sheep, and 2,000 of their donkeys. Also, 100,000 of their men, for many fell dead because the war was God's. And they dwelt in their place until the captivity. So the children of the half tribe of Manasseh dwelt in the land. Their numbers increased from Bashan to Baal Hermon, that is, to Senir or Mount Hermon. These were the heads of their fathers' houses: Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azriel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel. They were mighty men of valor, famous men, and heads of their fathers' houses, and they were unfaithful to the God of their fathers, and played the harlot after the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, that is, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria. He carried the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh into captivity. He took them to Halah, Habor, Hara, and the river of Gozan to this day. This has been the Bible in 1 Year with Pastor Carthel, and this concludes our reading for today. I pray continued blessings upon you and your family. I'm signing off for now. We'll talk again tomorrow on day 122.